Hello and welcome to the introduction to my new podcast. I have been a podcast host for probably now 2 years on the other podcast, The Awaken Life Project, which is really about life transformation after 40. But now it is going more into kind of a Christian life and exploring faith and what it means for me at this stage. However, this podcast now is my new home for everything related to health and diabetes. So I'm certified health coach, but I'm also naturopathic chef. So what it means basically that I have certification and use food as medicine, which is so important in lifestyle changes. I am also type 1 diabetic, and I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when I was 17. So this is a bit of my journey as well, and how I'm tackling the midlife challenges of hormonal changes and my sugar levels and all of that. But coming back to my certification, I was certified in as a health coach at the early 2020. Since that, I've coached a lot of people on type 2 diabetes especially, and pre-diabetic conditions. And I was doing this for NHS via third-party company, and that's predominantly online app-related program that NHS ask some third-party companies to help patients, especially in pre-diabetic state. So this is all about lifestyle changes. I'm not recommending any medications, any other supplements. It's about mental capacity, how you can make the life changes, lifestyle changes, so that they work for you. I'm not a medical, so disclaimer, I'm not a medical professional. You always have to ask your own doctor, your own medical practitioner about any changes you want to make, especially in your medications. And predominantly, I talk about, I will be talking here how to balance sugar levels. So this podcast is not only for people who are already type 2 diabetics or pre-diabetic, but also for people who want to balance their sugar levels, so potentially prevent diabetes in the future. We have technology in place, which is fantastic, like continuous glucose monitoring system, which is the sensor you wear, and I run programs with the sensor to help people to understand what their blood sugar levels are doing, even if they are very, very healthy already, right? Because it's fascinating how insight into your body to understand how your sugars and how your blood sugars doing, especially when you have certain food, drink, or lifestyle stress. All of that will impact your blood sugar levels to a certain degree. So I hope you enjoy this podcast. I will be uploading a lot of episodes which I've recorded earlier. One of the most popular episodes I think I had is about sugar detox. And I think that is interesting for anyone who wants to get rid of sugar cravings and really live a life with, I guess, with kind of the food freedom. Yeah, we're using food for many different purposes, quite often to somehow fill in the void in some emotional pains quite often. So we have a lot of emotional eating. We have a lot of food or eating disorders, which I'm not addressing here because I'm not a specialist, and a lot of that probably needs a specialist intervention anyway. However, we can increase our awareness around what drives us to eat certain food. And the changes in the food, in our lifestyles, are critical in order to, A, increase the awareness, understand our bodies better, and really live a good quality, beautiful lives. So Yes, this is a short introduction. This is all about here, all related to health, diet, current research, maybe busting some myths as well, because there are plenty of those there. But I will always give you references if I'm quoting any particular studies or anything. But a lot of this will be also based on my own experience, right? I live with type 1 diabetes every day. I find it challenging at times, and I have been on my health journey for the last few years, but recently restarted again because I need to lose some weight. So I'm going to share that as well, how I have done it, because that's important to have inspiration and some kind of point of reference for your own journey. So I hope you stay tuned. Obviously, subscribe to the podcast if you feel that is for you. And I'm hoping to release podcast every week. Take care and all the best.